This seance was recorded on the 19th of December, 1959, medium Leslie Flint. The communicator, Frédéric Chopin, describes his passing and the conditions he found himself in.
Good afternoon.
I do not know if it is really afternoon or morning. Time is always the most complicated thing for us to be certain about. When we come into your health conditions, we are always inclined to be puzzled about certain things. Time is always a problem. We don't know sometimes. It is very difficult to say whether it is Tuesday or Monday. No, we don't know. Well, it is only from your mind or from your calendar, and then we are confused sometimes, but that is unimportant. But anyway, I wish you a good morning.
Good morning.
I am most interested in everything that you are trying to do. No, you are most, ambitious to propagate this proof, you know. You have make these machine recording, you call them. It is very interesting. It is a magnificent thing, I think. I only wish it were possible in my day for this to be so. We have these instruments, but then, of course, it was different. We had not nothing like this. No, it is a long time ago now.
May I have your name?
My name is Chopin.
Oh, Chopin.
Chopin.
Oh, lovely.
What a great thing it would be to have had this for making a recording of music, It would have been a tremendous asset, you know. Just imagine, now, of course, you have everything. Science has made marvelous discoveries. Your world has changed beyond all recognition. People have such benefits today. Often we hear people in your world complaining about modern age. But it has so many blessings, so many blessings. It is true that in some respects you have many things which cause alarm and concern and make you feel very unhappy. But there are many compensations.
Please, will you tell us all about yourself and what the usual question we ask is how you passed over and how you found yourself and what you're doing now?
You have for me questions. How I pass over. You mean how I died?
Yes.
I was very surprised. I probably had very little, knowledge. I did not have any knowledge, really. I have no particular religion. I suppose really I was Catholic, but not a very good one, I'm afraid. I was a bad Catholic. I did not have any strong ideas about anything. When I come here, it was a surprise for me. I meet so many friends, people that I have known years ago. Friends that I had known when I was quite a little boy. And all that, I only remember I was very ill, lying on my bed. Some of my friends were with me, and gradually everything seemed to go further and further away from me, until everything seemed still. No longer did I hear voices, no longer did I know or be conscious of anything. It was as if I was drifting away and away from everything. Nothing seemed real anymore. The things that had been real no longer seemed real to me. And then I began to see light, as if there was an enormous light. First it was like a little tiny glimmer, then it became brighter and brighter and brighter, and I began to hear sounds, and it was music. It began to swell up and up and become louder, and it was as if there was an whole orchestra, magnificent, and I tried to hear. You know, you say, I tried to hear what this melody was. There seemed to be a theme which fascinated me. And I could not... No, I did not recognize. It was not music I had been accustomed to at all. It was beyond my comprehension. It was different, much more magnificent than anything I ever hear. And then it seemed as if I suddenly became conscious of being in a magnificent building. It was a tremendous place. And the whole auditorium, the whole place seemed to be full of people. And there was magnificent color. The whole place seemed to be suffused with magnificent colors. And yet it was transparent. I could see through this color. And yet I seemed as if I was breathing it in, as if all this color was enveloping me. And it was becoming, as it were, alive. I don't know how to explain this. It was all tremendous. It was living matter, and yet there was such beauty, and it was all harmony there. It was difficult, impossible to describe. And I see this magnificent building, alive with color and vibration and music, and gradually I see individuals out of the mass of people, some I had known, some who had been very close to me in my youth, my people. Oh, it was wonderful. And then the music stops and the color began to become more, how you say, more definite, because before it had been so soft and so wonderful, and then the color seemed to merge and become a beautiful color of, I don't know how to say, but it was like blue, but it was a different blue to anything I have ever seen. Instead of being many colors, it seemed to all change. And it was all a perfect blue, and everything seemed to be reflected in this light, and people began to come towards me, and I felt myself surrounded by love and warmth and harmony, and many individuals I had known greeted me, welcomed me, and they showed me gradually, I don't know how they do this, but they gradually were able to illuminate my mind, I suppose, that I could see beyond the walls of this building. It seems as if I move with them in one mass from this building. The walls seemed to disappear, and I was in a magnificent sort of place, which was like the grounds of a magnificent house, which I could see in the distance, a wonderful house, beautiful with turrets and beautiful colors, and a beautiful lake in front of this house. It reminded me a little of Versailles, the fountains and the birds and animals. I saw some deer, and along a big avenue of trees, I seem to be going with all these people around me. As if, and all the time I feel as if I were going somewhere, as if I were going to be received, I don't know. But that was what the impression, that I was being transported to this building. And I remember as I come to it, there were many steps. And I thought to myself, how strange, you know, oh, what a lot of steps to climb, you know. And I don't remember touching the foot touching this step at all. It was as if I was transported one by one, and yet there was no effort needed. That was one of the things that most impressed me. I feel as if nothing was an effort anymore, whereas previously when I was on earth, everything I had to do with such an effort. It was terrible. I could not do very much for a long time. I have to rest. But here I feel so light, so different, so full of vitality. Nothing was an effort. And yet, in my mind, as I saw this enormous step, you know, I think, oh, what a lot of steps to climb. It was still, I suppose, my mentality of my earth there. But I began to realize that no longer was I affected by disease or trouble with my body. It was a different body, but I had not seen it, but I felt that it was different. And I was anxious to see what I look like. It's strange how one should think these things, but I think, I feel different, I have no effort no more. I wonder if I look different. And at this stage I begin to realize that a great change had come over me. And as I get to these stairs, I go up and up these staircase, how you say, steps, and I come to a big building I had seen in the distance. In front of me there was a big courtyard. With a big, enormous, how you say, arch. And I go through this, and I go forward into this building, and it was enormous, with high vaulted roof, and the floor was like, how you say, was like beautiful stone, but highly polished, and many color, and there were beautiful pictures everywhere of people. And I look as I go along here, it's as if I was being directed, yet no one was showing me the way, but I seemed to know which way I had to go. And as I go along this big room, this gallery, I see these pictures, and I thought, this person, I think I know. And I recognize various people on these pictures. Who have been passed over a long time, you know, and I think that is strange. I still did not fully realize everything that had happened to me. Anyway, I go along and along, and eventually I come to a very big room, and I see many people, and at the end of this room there was like a dais, you know, on the rostrum, you say, steps, little, and a magnificent figure, a man, and he was dressed in beautiful garments, gold and purple cloak, and his hair was beautiful. It was jet black and very wavy and cut short to the shoulder, and he had beautiful brown eyes, large and luminous, and I felt he was in the presence of someone very important, very wonderful person. And I approached this, and I felt as if I was being received, as though one might be by a pope or something. And this person came forward and greeted me, and welcomed me, and told me that I had been brought to this sphere of music, and that he was to be my, how you say, host, that he was welcoming me on behalf of all the peoples, and that I would be shown around and be introduced to various people. I would be shown my home, and which would be in the grounds of this magnificent place. And there I would continue to make music and to study. It was as if I was being initiated into a big society, which of course in a way it was a society of artists and musicians. I met all great people, Michelangelo, or so many people that have been great, Cellini, many people.
Oh, this is awfully interesting.
Very interesting, yes.
You know, it is extraordinary. We don't know anything about ourselves, when we are nice. We are very dim, how you say. Perhaps in some ways it is important that we are not allowed to know too much. Perhaps it is wise. You know, I meet people on this side that were associated with me when I was on earth in previous incarnation. I remember a long time ago when I was on Earth, I used to discuss the possibility of reincarnation. It was not a popular theory. It was not something that was considered important. People did not discuss this. People either were religious or not religious. They either accepted Christianity completely as they had been taught it, or they had little or no religion, unless they were Mohammedan or Jew or something. But there were groups in Paris and all that were very interested in all these isms and all these awkward things. And I was interested to some extent, but I did not have much time to develop into it, you know. I did not know much about it, but my friends in Paris used to discuss these things. But now I know that all events are not new souls. We like perhaps sometimes to think that we are new souls. We like to think that, well, that we are born and then we die, and that we live again in the highest sphere and we are with God. It is all very simplified, but life is much more difficult in a sense and more complex, which I think makes it much more interesting. We have been often many times before that. I discover I have lived many times, different ways. You see, my life, like so many people, has been a progression from stage to stage, from sphere to sphere, and sometimes it has been necessary to return to Earth to gain more knowledge, or to do some special work, you know, or to meet certain people to help them in their development. We don't know how much we contribute one to another. It is all very important to realize that we do not live alone. We live by each other and for each other and of each other. We are all the same spirit, though in different bodies, and we are all contributing something one to another. In my life, my last incarnation, I contribute a lot in music, but in other lives I have contributed in other ways. I cannot tell you all this now, but I know that the older a soul is, the more progressed they have become, and it is essential that we learn by experience. And the Earth world is a school in which it is essential that we learn and also contribute to other people's learning, and sometimes we are sent back as teachers. And now I have finished with the Earth, that is, from the point of view of inhabiting a physical body. I still keep up the link because I feel that I can be of service. I try also to help various musicians in your world who are struggling, who are striving, who have ability, who I think perhaps can be great, inasmuch as they can contribute a great deal to life, to the beauty of life. And also, of course, we try in music to suggest and to give some impressions and ideas which perhaps could not be put in words. You know, music can sometimes say more to a person than words. Religion is something which is something that is deep within oneself. There are many things that you cannot put into words, you cannot describe, you cannot read about. People don't know how to write about it. True religion is something that comes from the soul and from the inner man, which cannot be described or analyzed. It is something that you do, that you express. It is that part of you that is divine, that is God, that is eternal, that cannot be destroyed, that is ever living through all humanity, through all time. This is true religion, this is true realization, this is true development of the soul and understanding of it. It is not something that some people think that you can put in a book and that is the beginning of the end and nothing existed before afterwards. That is ignorance that makes people say these things. True religion, true understanding of religion, true realization of oneself, true realization of one's oneness with the divine and the purpose and the plan, all these things are beyond space and time, beyond books, beyond the things that man can say in words. These are things which in themselves are deeply hidden within but can be expressed with time and experience, and we cannot do it all in one life or one age.
The present day music must give you a nasty shock sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, some of it I do not like, mm-hmm. and some I do not dislike. I think there are men here and there who are trying to suggest, who are trying to reproduce things which are probably, and in many cases, very much a product of them, the edge. You know, music changes, though there are a limited number of notes. It is amazing what one can do with them. And one can reproduce many sounds and many experiences of the inner soul. And one can reproduce also much of the condition of a life, or the experience of a life, or an edge. I do not like most of your modern music, but nevertheless I respect some who are sincere and are endeavoring to reproduce something that they feel intensely, which will represent to them their time and age. But of course, true music, real music, great music, is something that is beyond your world. It springs from the spiritual aspect of man, the realization of the greatness and the oneness with God. Great music is something that is really born in the spirit and is reproduced perhaps very badly in your world. The great geniuses of music, whether it be of one age or another, they are what you would call reproducing certain aspects of the higher self in sound. The aspiration of man. You were going to say, Mr. something.
Yes, it's music much different to the as music as you. It's much more advanced.
Oh, of course, it is much different. For instance, we have many instruments which you do not possess. Also, on the higher plane, on the very highly evolved plane, we can create music without instruments by the mere effort of thought. Thought being creative here. A great musician, for instance, can complete and achieve a whole work without the use of an instrument at all. He can, as it were, in himself create all the sounds from himself, and in consequence those who are attuned in to his thoughts and himself, as it were, will hear the reproduction of that which the composer has created. You see, you have become, quite naturally, because you live in a material world and it is difficult for you to grasp otherwise, you have become accustomed to everything having to be material. You must have a shovel to dig a hole. You must have a violin to play a violin concerto. But the whole point is that these instruments are in themselves mechanical. They are things that have been built and contrived by man to create certain things or for certain purposes. Here, we realize that thought is so predominant and so strong that when you know how to use it and how to control it and how to make it, as it were, something which is very fundamental and real and powerful, you can create sound, for instance, without the aid of an instrument. You can create it from within yourself. You can vibrate the harmony and the atmosphere. You can create music without instruments. After all, you think before you speak. Your thought is there before the word, before the sound. And here, our thoughts are such that they can be received by those who are in harmony with us on our vibration. After all, you can close your eyes and there is darkness, and yet you can see pictures. You can reconstruct or construct things in your own imaginings. What is imagination? No one has answered the question, what is imagination? It is a reality often. That which you imagine is oftentimes more real than that which you are conscious of. Man in your world, in some ways, though he has advanced, in many ways, tremendously, he is still very ignorant of the power of the spirit, and the power that is deeply hidden within. It has been said to you, knock, and it should be open to you. But few people bother to knock. They are content with that which has been given to them. Often those who are most anxious to see and to know are the most ignorant, because they will not realize the power that is within themselves. They are content, in many cases, to accept that which has been taught them, or that which they have read, and they do not seek for themselves. They do not knock. There are many in your world who are very sincere, very kind, very good people, very honest and very happy people, but they are very childish.
may think this rather a silly question, but what was your impression of a piano when you first played one on the other side?
My impression of a piano when I first played here, that I was at home, I suppose, because without a piano I was a lost person. But when I find a piano here and I could play, I was happy.
Was it different though? It seemed
exactly the same. Oh. But at the same time, it seemed to have a richer, more beautiful tone. It did not seem so restrictive or limited as it did when on earth. Mm-hmm. But of course, this was all done in the early stages of my coming here to make me feel happy, to make me feel at home. But gradually, as I began to realize the possibilities and capabilities here, then I began to emerge, you might say, and become more able to do greater things. You see, we limit ourselves by our lack of knowledge. But as we gain knowledge, we become less limited, and that which we strive to do becomes more possible, and in consequence becomes much greater. Mm. Oh, it is wonderful. Do you not realize how wonderful it is, this world, where there are no limitations, only the limitations that we set ourselves? Nothing is impossible. Mm. Everything that is good is possible and can become greater because of our striving for it. Your world is restrictive, but only restrictive because man has made it so. In his ignorance, he does not see. He does not realize the capabilities, the possibilities in your world. He limits himself by material thinking and action in consequence. But there is no limit to what man can achieve if he will seek deeply and certainly and surely for that which comes in the Spirit. The power of the Spirit can overcome all things. As you know, through the miracles of Jesus and other great souls, these things which seem restricting are not so. There is nothing impossible if man has faith. Faith in the Creator and faith in the power that he gives us. I am very happy to be able to come here to speak with you.